FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Brit Nicole's You. Good morning to you and happy Thursday at 7:20.
Good morning, Cindy and Katie, with your weather for the week. Today sunny with a high of 78, tonight clear with a low of 54. Friday sunny with a high of 82, Saturday sunny with a high of 85, and Sunday sunny with a high of 88. It's currently 54 and sunny.
This morning, our friend Rachel Swartzentrop with us. She's the Lancaster County Coordinator for Keystone Family Alliance. Good morning again, Rachel.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. Tell us all about Keystone Family Alliance.
Yeah, so we are an organization that bridges the gap between the child welfare system and churches.
Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through that?
Yeah, I have so many, but one that comes to mind is we have a tangible needs portal called Gateway that we can post needs that families might have. So we had a social worker post that there was a kinship family. So that's basically a relative of a child that's going into foster care. So they kind of last minute get a notification of, hey, we have a relative of yours that needs a home. Are you able to open up your home? And so this grandmother agreed to take a placement, but her home had a lot of updates and needs to just get it to a place where it was suitable for a teenage girl to come live there. And so a social worker posted on Gateway that they needed help painting, putting down new flooring, a whole bunch of things like that. And in one Sunday afternoon, we had 12 volunteers go out to the grandmother's house, fix it all up, so that they were able to get that teenager into a home with somebody who is familiar, who loves her. And it was just a great way to watch the body of Christ just respond to a need.
Yeah, I love that kind of networking. And so you go out to churches, you talk to them, you say, hey, here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to look for a support system around these families.
Yes, that is our goal.
And if folks want to get more information, one way they could do that is come up to your upcoming leadership and pastor breakfast.
Yeah, we have a pastor's breakfast on September 12th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. It is at the Youth Intervention Center in Lancaster.
Okay.
And it is just an opportunity to bring church leaders and pastors around the county together to talk about the needs that are here in Lancaster County to care for vulnerable children.
Is that something that folks need to sign up for ahead of time?
Yeah, you can go to our website, keyfam.org/events, to sign up.
Yeah, here's a great opportunity for you to really work in the lives of those foster families that are in some cases struggling, but in other cases just need encouragement and support.
Yeah, families just need to know that they're not alone in the journey that they're going through caring for these kids, and just to build that support using their church body, who they're already hopefully plugged into and involved in. So we just want to equip the church to be able to serve the families that are there.
The pastor's breakfast for anybody in leadership in their church is September 12th. It's from 8 to 10 a.m. It's at the Youth Intervention Center in Lancaster. And folks need to sign up ahead of time at keyfam.org. What is Stand Sunday? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's kind of one of the things we want to talk about at our pastor's breakfast is Stand Sunday. It is a national movement that happens in November, organized by the Christian Alliance for Orphans, or CAFO, if you've heard of them. And it essentially, they encourage churches to take a Sunday in November to talk about the calling that is in Scripture for us to care for vulnerable children and orphans.
Wonderful. Get more information about Stand Sunday and about the breakfast that's coming up, all at keyfam.org. Also, if you'd want to invite Rachel out to your church to talk, you do that.
Yep.
They can get that info there as well.
That is correct.
Check it out, keyfam.org. Rachel, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Back to the music we go with Farsh Frank. This is Good Day on WJTL. Good morning.